From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Long before we mastered the 140-character thought on Twitter, some of us mastered the personal ad, where paying by the word encourages concentrated brevity in the romantic resume.
I scrimshawed this advert from the tusk of a walrus. Now make love to me, pathetic man, 49.
Woman, 36, would love to meet man to 40 who doesn't try to high-five her after sex. You know who you are.
Those are two brief yet potent personal ads from the London Review of Books. For 12 years now, David Rose has been in charge of those often hilarious Lonely Heart ads. He compiled a batch in his first book titled They Call Me Naughty Lola, and David Rose is back again with a second volume of personals called Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland. The title comes from one ad included in the book, which reads in its entirety, Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland, female, 54.
It kind of sums it up, though, really, doesn't it? You get a real sense of that person with that ad, you know, awkward, bumbling, I'd really rather not talk about it kind of element.
And we never learn, you know, more than what. We don't learn, you know, more of a Switzerland than a Pakistan or more of a Switzerland than a Paraguay. We just don't know.
I think it's kind of all that implied. You know, it's full of neutrality and cold mountains to surmount, I guess. You know, I don't know what she means beyond that, but you know, God bless her for her brevity.
There are some common themes running through these ads, and we heard one of them just now, this "you know who you are" mm-hmm. line. A lot of that.
Yeah, it was one of the things I noticed with the first book, that there's a whole class of adverts, and they use this line, this tagline, "you know who you are." So they've advertised before, or they've met these readers before, and they've had bad experiences, and they're kind of putting that out there. You should not reply. You know who you are. I love those ones. I think that they're amongst my favorites.
Man, 41, not the sharpest sandwich at the picnic.
And a never-ending supply, it seems, of pathetic men who are actually very happy to write about just how pathetic they are.
I'm kind of reluctant to strictly call them pathetic. I think these people know what they're doing. You know, it's a clever way of getting the stuff out there.
They seem to delight in trumpeting their physical afflictions, a lot of them.
There's an awful lot of skin diseases mentioned, which is probably not something that you want to be attracting somebody with.
Love me, love my fungal skin complaint. Man, 37, charmless and flaky.
You think there's something particularly British about that?
The British are full of skin disease. You have no idea. It's incredible. It's all the rain. It makes people more moldy. They kind of stay out in the rain a lot, and then they live in very dark apartments, and a mold festers on their skin. It's called English pigmentation.
I have no idea.
You need to look it up. It's there somewhere, I'm sure. But yeah, they are kind of awkward and bumbling and uncomfortable in this kind of thing. And I don't think the English can do that thing that American advertisers can do. If you see ads in the New York Review of Books, for example, which is a very similar demographic to the London Review, American advertisers are very used to kind of putting out there all the very, very positive aspects. But in the UK, we can't do that. We're desperately awkward about it. We could never say, oh, you know, I've got a good degree, or I'm very attractive. They would play it in a very low-key manner, I think. And these ads just don't bother at all. They just say, yes, well, I live with my mum and I've got glaucoma.
What?
Please make love to me. And, you know, and who can resist that?
Who can? Who can? There's another theme, I think, that runs through these. And it's, you know, again, it's not in the I like fine dining and curling up by the fireside theme. It's people who say exactly what they are after.
Woman, 35. Happily married until husband sponsored an African village goat in her name as a birthday gift. Would love to meet man to 40 for whom the phrase, I'd really like a pair of diamond earrings, isn't meant ironically.
Well, there you go.
You really get an absolute snapshot of a person's life with those things, I think. And I think one of the best things about these ads is they present perfect little vignettes. They give you an absolute perfect picture of what's gone on at a certain moment in this person's life, the tipping point or whatever. And they present it as a lonely heart in a very, very humorous way. But nonetheless, you still get this image of a very definite moment, the peripatia in this person's life where they've said enough.
And creepy and often scary women in these ads.
Did you just look at that other advert? Don't lie, I saw you. Paranoid, jealous and often scary woman, 42. Do you want this marriage to work or not? You don't know the meaning of the word love. London? So why does your credit card receipt say Birmingham?
I can see this woman. I think I know her.
Yeah. There's people kind of reply to these adverts, and often they're surprised that they weren't meant in an ironic way.
Who do you think is the voice behind this ad? If I wear a mask, will you call me Batman? Just asking.
I don't know. I kind of hope that's some very opportunistic academic. I like the idea of a lot of these people being professors in their studies and finally, after all the years, allowed to be a little bit silly. It's nice. There's very much a Monty Python feel to some of these things, I think. That very British intellectual way of being very, very serious, and yet you look below the table and these people are wearing stockings and high heels. You know, it's great.
And you're talking about the men.
Absolutely.
Ever get tired of this? Ever bored? Bones?
Absolutely.
Every day.
I clasp my head in my hands and I weep. And
that's the start of a personal ad right there.
Yeah, honestly, I've mutated into all of these people. You know, I've taken on their pain and their sorrow and their crazy conversation. And sometimes I just kind of wake up and, you know, I wonder where it all went wrong. I had so many ambitions as a young man.
And here you are.
Now I'm jaded and broken and old. Exactly like my advertisers.
You know, I hear the personal ad. You're writing it right now. You know, I wrote this ad while clasping my head in my hands, weeping. I'm jaded, broken, and old.
Yeah, please hold me.
Pathetic man.
Yeah.
David Rose is the weeping, jaded editor of the personal ads for the London Review of Books, compiled in the new book, Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland. David Rose, thanks so much.
Thank you.